The Shiner Polka. Shiner, so lonesome the alone. Needs me a pussy shiner, so lonesome the alone. Happy Babylodosti, I ladosi dosti. Happy Babylodosti, I ladosi dosti. Needs me a pussy shiner, so lonesome. That's the kilo, yo! Oh, it was shining bright. When we came to West Texas, the sun was shining bright. When we came to West Texas, the sun was shining bright. There was plenty food to eat, and plenty beer to drink, and plenty food to eat, and plenty beer to drink. When we came to West Texas, the sun was shining bright, everybody.
That's right, that was the Shiner song there, courtesy of the Central Texas Sounds. And with that, we say Vita Mi Vas, and welcome to Czech Classics Then and Now here on 24/7 Polka Heaven. My name is Dennis Swatek. Thank you so much for stopping by and checking out the show. Have a fantastic show for you this week. I'm really excited about it. Full hour of Czech polka and waltz music from Texas and around the world. And we're just going to get right on into it. A huge thank you to Thomas Dernan, who I mentioned a couple shows back. He's our bass player and also does his own polka show on Sunday mornings on Co-op FM, 9 o'clock Central, 10 o'clock Eastern. Y'all check him out. But a huge thank you to him for sharing a lot of his library with me last Sunday. I'll get more into that later. But let's feature some of that great music. Here's Fritz Hottie and the Fabulous Six from 2008. Here's one called The Bang Bang, Polka Time.
Beer, 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 beer
Awesome. Nice fiddle music there from Julius Tupa from an album on Guide. Songs I'll always remember. Of course, the Happy-Go-Lucky Polka. Right for that, Ray Krennic. And what's normally called the Red Beer Polka, they call it the Yellow Beer. They put some English words to it. From 2008, that was his last album right before he passed away. Before that, the Leo Majak Orchestra from 1980. Doing the Olivo, Olivo, the Olive, Olive Waltz. And we started off with Fritz Hadi and the Bang Bang Polka. And like I said, a huge thank you to Thomas Dernan for filling out my music collection. We had a big practice session over here at my house last Sunday. We're about to record a brand new CD, and we're trying to polish off some of the tunes we've been working on. So we had a nice good 4-hour rehearsal, and Thomas came straight from the radio station Sunday morning and brought a big portion of his music collection which I have borrowed and made copies of. So I'm going to feature a lot of new music to me and to you as well. A lot of cool stuff. And this is some of the coolest stuff I have that Thomas has. I think he may be about the only person that has this. Some recordings from one of the only Polish bands in Texas, the White Eagles, and later renamed as the Polish Eagles. This is some super, super rare stuff, and I just love it. I'm going to let it just roll. This is straight from the CD that Thomas got, I think transferred from a cassette, with an intro by Florian Maleski Jr. His father was one of the original members of the 1950s version of the White Eagles. I'm just going to let him take it away.
In the latter part of 1949, my dad, Johnny Maleski, formed a band and named it Johnny Maleski and the White Eagles. And the musicians consisted of Johnny Maleski, Florian Maleski, Zygmunt George Reak, Martin Paradowski, and Anton Makas. And in 1951, he made a recording of Polish songs, and included in the recording is Freddie Kapinski and Joe Bartula, who joined the band.
Kuba, piątek do południa, z panną Katarzyną, z podatką pierzyną. To się Kuba ruszy, to się bier na pyłci, tu wino się śmieje, nie wie co się dzieje. Kuba łęcie kryci, po kubie że mierdzi, a Kubino krzyci, że mu leży cici. A Kuba nie może, bo mu bierze w nosie, a Kuba nie może, bo mu bierze w nosie. Piątek do południa, panną Katarzyną, podatą pierdziną. To się Kuba ruszy, to się bierze pruszy, Kubino się śmieje, nie wie co się dzieje. Kuba łęcie kręci, po Kubie że mierdzi, a Kubino krzyci, czemu leży cichy. A Kuba nie może, bo mu bierze w nosie, a Kuba nie może, bo mu bierze w nosie. Thank you.
just like the blue skirts you wore. Come back, dear lady, come back. Don't be blue anymore.
Yeah, nice little set there of some fantastic Texas Polish polka and waltz folk music there. Like I said, that little intro by Florian Maleski Jr. explaining the history of the White Eagles band. And then right after that, man, I don't have a clue about any of these songs. If any of you guys out there are Polish, recognize them, let me know. I just call it an unknown Polish waltz. There weren't any song titles on the CD that Thomas gave me. Right after that, the 1980s version, when they changed names to the Polish Eagles. I think when Florian's father was running the band, he became ill, and Florian Jr. took it over. He renamed it the Polish Eagles out of respect for his father. And then we followed that up with the modern purveyor of Polish polka music here in Texas, Brian Marshall. Actually, kind of a little bit of a takeoff for Brian. A nice version of the English waltz, you know, the blue skirt waltz, but very beautiful there. We're just about out of time for the first half hour. Hope you're enjoying the show. I'm having a good time. A lot of cool stuff this week. Before we get on out of here, one more song before we take a quick break. Here's Emil Berdichko from Up Northern Way and the Red Handkerchief Waltz.
Melody Masters.
That's right. That was the Czech Melody Masters featuring yours truly. And check it out. I have a great story to tell about that recording. That's actually from a our live performance we did on KUT, which is the official radio station of the University of Texas. And I have a great story to tell about that. We had a good time doing that. Great memories are a little bit hazy, so I'll kind of give you a clue as to the story I'm going to tell. But you know what? If you want to hear the story, you have to check out the after show. How do you do that? Go to our website, checkpolka.com. Download this show. Okay, you're going to hear the entire show you're listening to right now, everything. But then once this show ends, I tack a little something in on at the end. A little talk, a little tell some stories, play some other music, some cool things you might not have heard before. You know, just kind of wind down, crack open a beer, relax. So go to the website, checkpolka.com, download the show, and check out the after show, and hear all the cool stuff we're going to talk about, including a nice little story about that version of No Beer Today. And with that, we kick off the second half hour of Czech Classics Then and Now here on 24/7 Polka Heaven. Music is just rolling along. Here's Bohemian Aces out of Wilmer, Nebraska, and the Tinker Polka.
Pověděl, že má na to slabej drát, ale že má tam má rada, ten, že ho má akorát. Ale že má tam má rada, ten, že ho má akorát.
Na svojí lodičku
Прибичкає мала, братєй, братєй, з квартир, зліта прибичка, там живот крачки. Прибичкає мала, братєй, братєй, з квартир, зліта.
Jalisco, Jalisco, Jalisco.
The Lazy Farmers Polka Band out of the Belleville area, my old stomping grounds down near Sealy, Austin County down that way. And the Happiness Waltz, actually featuring a couple of my old bandmates, Harvey Ficus on drums on that recording. And I was thinking about this earlier. I think Harvey may be the best damn drummer in the state of Texas. He is fantastic and always gives you just what is needed. All the way back when I was playing with him with the Bobby Jones Band back in the 1980s. He is a fantastic drummer. Also, Eugene Janisch on trumpet there, who actually replaced me in Bobby Jones Band when I finally had to give it up and concentrate on my studies at UT. So a couple old playing buddies there right before that. What do we have? Of course, Adolf Hoffner there from 1973 doing Jalisco. Mark Halata from his last album, 2007, America and the Fisherman's Love. And we started off with a little Nebraska music, the Bohemian Aces and the Tinker Polka. And we're going to continue on now. Here's some more northern music. Deutschmeisters and the Alpine Landler.
We'll be right back.
Oh, yeah, nice kind of a little northern big band feel to that last set. Started off with the Deutschmeisters and the Alpine Landler right after that, Bill Mraz and his orchestra from my favorite Bill Mraz album, Swing and Sway. There were about five or six of them that were named Swing and Sway, but this is Mraz LP number 505, which has, there's not a bad song on it. Fantastic. That's the opening track, the Schneider Polka. Right after that, some more Houston music from Henry Tannenberger and his orchestra and the Ping Pong. And like I said, we wrapped that up with Dick Rogers and the Tea Party Waltz. And with that, my time is unfortunately just about up. But I hope you enjoyed this set. Like I said, a lot of new music, and I got a ton more to feature. I'm still copying music. So the next few shows are going to be fantastic. Boy, I can't remember what the timing on this show is. I may be in Boston by the time you guys are hearing this on vacation, but I will be back shortly with some more new music. And as soon as I get back from vacation the following weekend, we are going into the studio to record our brand new album. I'm so freaking excited. I cannot tell you how excited I am. And like I said before, you guys will hear it before anybody else in the world. World debut will be right here on 24/7 Polka Heaven. So probably about the end of July or so, you can expect that, if not before. So until next time, we're going to get on out of here. Here's another great band, another album I've been trying to track down for years and years and years, the great Telstars. And in heaven, there is no beer. So until next time, everybody take care, stay safe, and we'll see you down the road. Check out the after show. Bye. Semash, Dennis Swatek here. Thank you for downloading the show and sticking with me for the after show. And like I said, hold on a second here. Yes indeed. Woo, wow. Independence Brewing Company out of Austin. This is a beer called Red Bud, which is named for Red Bud Island. Thomas was telling me somewhere in Austin. I'm not that familiar with it. It is a Berliner Weiss style, which means it's kind of a wheat beer. It's kind of like a, supposed to be a summer beer, kind of like a summer shandy. Man, oh man, it's kind of like one of the new trends I've noticed in craft beers is sour beers. This is a sour beer. It's tart. It's really, really lemony, but it's got a good kick to it. I've had one sip. Trust me, I'm not drunk yet. Blah, blah. But no, it has a good kick to it. And it doesn't take too many to get you feeling good, especially when you haven't had a lot to eat today. So I'm going to take another sip real quick. Wow, that tart taste takes some getting used to. Anyway, I hope you guys enjoyed the show. Like I said, a huge thank you to Thomas for bringing a portion of his musical library over to the house last Sunday so I could pick through it and grab a lot of stuff that I did not have and make copies of. And back in the old days, when I first started the show, there definitely weren't any other podcasts. This was it. This was the only podcast that I know of. I think we're one of the first polka podcasts or any podcast, period. You know, shows that you could go to the internet and download and keep way back in 1998. And there were hardly any radio stations that did streaming at that time. Either it was too expensive or they thought it all the legal issues, blah, 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 blah. Who cares? Nobody's going to copy anything, you know? But, so bands used to actually send me CDs, just like a regular DJ. That's how I'd get a lot of my new music, and just over time, that kind of stopped. Now, I haven't got a new CD in forever, probably 5 years or so. And like I said, the name of the show is Czech Classics Then and Now, but it's mainly then because bands haven't sent me any now stuff. You know, so guess what, bands? I just got hold of it. Ha ha. You know, so I've got a bunch of new stuff here. Not everything. There's some stuff I actually passed up from some bands who I'm not going to name them, but, you know, I'll be perfectly honest. I had like one of their first CDs and I got their last CD and nothing has changed. So I don't need three CDs in between that all sound the same. You know, a little goes a long way. As far as that goes, I'm not going to get into a whole rant there, but that is one of my pet peeves as far as modern bands. They rely too much on a certain sound nowadays, based on a band that was popular around here, but everybody tries to imitate them nowadays instead of trying to make their own sound and be something different, you know? So that's why I think maybe we're not as popular as we are, because we actually are different and people don't know how to handle it, you know? But, anyway, thank you to Thomas for lending me all... that went down the wrong pipe. Whoa, thank you for lending me all those CDs and records, Thomas. Now, I wanted to tell you the story behind that version of No Beer Today that I played by the Czech Melody Masters. Unfortunately, they don't do it anymore, but like I said, that's the official radio station of the University of Texas, KUT. And they used to have fantastic programming on the weekends. Lots of folk programs. Used to have a show called Twine Time, which was all kind of 50s and 60s soul and blues music. You know, just cool stuff. You could listen to it all day long and just hear really cool music. And they kind of phased that out. And one of the things they used to have is on Sunday nights at 8 o'clock, they had a show called Live Set, and that's what it was. They would invite a band into their studios to play live for an hour. Fantastic. You know, people like Junior Brown and Dale Watson and pretty much anybody who's anybody in Austin played Live Set. And Thomas knew a couple of people at the station and was able to somehow finagle an appearance by our band on Live Set, which was totally different, but at the same time, it kind of fit in with their mantra of their station to feature all different kinds of music, you know? So it was a Sunday afternoon. We had to get down there probably around 5 o'clock or so, unload our gear and everything, get Joe's drums set up on and Greg's keyboard, all that stuff, do a sound check, make sure everything was good. We got done with that. Okay, you guys are done. Be back around, you know, maybe 20 till 8 or something like that, and we'll get ready to go. So the radio station, the studios were in the communications building, that big rusty box, right on the corner of 26 and Guadalupe, right there on the drag. pretty much right across the street from it, around 27th and Guadalupe, right next to the iconic Hole in the Wall nightclub, used to be a place called the Texas Showdown, which was a beer joint slash honky tonk slash pool hall slash video arcade. So we went to the Showdown, and I think it may have been $5 pitcher night. And this was like in a January, I think it was January 21st, 2001. So I'm sure there was football going on, and they were having specials. So I know we drank at least one pitcher apiece, if not more, sitting around waiting to go perform. Then we walked back across the street, got ready to perform. I think about two or three songs in, my internal dialogue starts saying, "You're getting really, really tipsy." And I was, the way the program was, we'd play, then they had the girl you heard at the end, you know, she was the host. She would explain a little bit of her band. She'd talk to us, you know, "What are you going to play next? Tell us about your light, yada, yada, yada." And being the leader, the spokesperson, I was the one who had to talk. And I noticed I was just starting to slur my words a little bit. And I'm like, "Oh, shit. I got to really watch it." And I think the rest of the guys kind of felt the same way. We were always starting to get that look. It's like, "Oh, boy. This could turn out to be fun." But we made it through fine. I don't know. I don't think they probably knew what was going on with us. But you can hear by the end of that, that was the last song we did to end the show. And by the end of it, we were all feeling really, really good. So that's the story behind that song. Is we were pretty drunk at that time. But it was a good time. Not drunk like where you couldn't drive home or anything like that. In fact, we probably... I guarantee you, I probably sat around for a little while and made sure I was good to go. But at the time, it's like, you know, you're feeling pretty good. So that was a fun night. Good guys. That was a good band at that time. We were just finally starting to click together and had a lot of good times. All right, enough of me rambling. Let's play some music. I meant to mention it on the show, but like I said, I don't program those things out. So I was thinking before the show about what I was going to say, and then when I actually got to record the show, I forgot what I was going to say. But I was going to mention on like those old White Eagle recordings from the 1950s, very similar to rural and real authentic Cajun music. It's very, very similar. In fact, you could probably, if it wasn't for the Polish vocals, you probably wouldn't be able to much tell them apart. Very similar instrumentation, everything like that. I love that kind of stuff. So I'm going to play a 45 that was my mom's. And this is a super rare record. I've only seen it on the internet a few times. By Alex Broussard on the Crazy Cajun label. There's a whole other story that goes along with that. Crazy Cajun! If you have one of our live Cross Texas CDs, you will hear me yelling that in the background. But anyway, this is a 45 by Alex Broussard. I'm going to do the A side, which is called Sumo Ni Day. And then the B side is a version of Long Black Veil. And the thing about this recording is it's really, really weird. Is one, the accordion is overpowering in this thing. Underneath it, I think there's some really good music going on, but unfortunately, the accordion kind of takes over. And in addition to that, the guy that's playing accordion, I think he only knows one chord. Because the song changes chords, but the accordion does not, and it gives it a really, really weird sound. I mean, real weird. You'll hear it immediately. It's like, this doesn't fit, you know, with what's going on with the rest of the music. So, anyway, here's a couple from Alex Broussard on the Crazy Cajun label, some old authentic Cajun music for you.
Sit
I tell you, that's some weird stuff, right? It's good, but man, that accordion player is something else. All right, well, I'm going to get on out of here. I'm waiting for my wife to get home from a band concert. It's a Friday night. We're going to go out and probably have a couple of drinks. My son went to UT. I think he was going to go watch one of his friends graduate tonight. And so I don't know if he's going to make it home in time to go out with us or not. But hope you guys have a pleasant evening or whatever time you're listening to this. I'm going to leave you with... let me just look through here and see what sounds good. You know what? Here's some good... Oh, wow. This is really old stuff here. From 1960. The Fleetwoods out of, I think, Seattle, Washington. You will definitely recognize them once you hear these songs. You know, like American Graffiti, or you just grew up in the 60s, but you know Mr. Blue, right? Classic kind of necking song from the late 50s. So this is the same band, the Fleetwoods, the very same sound. And here's a couple of songs from 1960 on a 45. The A side is called Outside My Window. And the B side is Magic Star. So a couple of nice, quiet numbers from the Fleetwoods to end the show with. So hope you enjoyed it. And we'll see you back in a couple of weeks. Y'all take care. Bye.
Laughing while you're talking, happy as can be.
Happy, happy, happy.
With your arm around him, you're so glad you found him. You never once look up to see me inside.
Magic star in the sky. big star up above. Shine your light on my love. Ooh.